lose everybody?
I don't know. I come here.
It's a lot colder in here.
Don't let them get in their elevator. Kidnap them.
Comments here, Ed? Seems like your mother.
Thank you. We'll call the meeting of the Senate Committee on Transportation and Housing to order. Take the roll, please. Take the roll, please.
Senators Bell?
Here.
Bell, present. Canella?
Here.
Canella, present. Allen? Bates?
Here.
Bates, present. Gaines? Galgiani? Leyva?
Here.
Leyva, present. McGuire? Mendoza? Ross?
Here.
Ross, present. Wachowski?
Here.
Wachowski, present.
Thank you. We have Senator Hernandez here to present the bill. Senator, you have the floor. This
Thank
is
you, Mr.
SB
Chair.
425.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'd like to present this bill in its current form after it was amended in the Assembly. It's a district-specific bill with no opposition. It would allow the City of El Monte to invest its own funding into its local streets and roads and comply with guidelines for the use of the state funds until 2021. With that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. We have other witnesses, please.
Richard Harmon on behalf of the City of El Monte here to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any other witnesses in favor? Do we have witnesses opposing the bill? Seeing none, we have a motion. Is there any questions from the committee? If not, we can...
Come on. Are you kidding me?
Questions?
I just want to check on the financial stability of El Monte. It is over $2 million. Is that you're going to be able to pay the money in addition to the other expenses that you have?
Okay, yes.
I can briefly respond, but I can have the city representative respond as well. It's fairly financially stable. They've had, obviously, some tough times like most cities. They've had, obviously, gone through the recession. There's been some fairly large developments that haven't been able to come to fruition during the recession but are starting to come forward. This is just an extension for till 2021 so that they can continue to get money available that they can use for shovel-ready projects. Maybe if you can follow up and address that as well.
Yeah, the financial difficulties happened back between about 2006 and 2011, and the statutes for this program just don't allow for any after-the-fact basically compliance. So they've had the years, they have the money together, they're ready, they have a four-year program of projects to put this money to work. They just need the authorization from the state to go ahead and use those funds.
Okay, any other questions? Okay. I see none. Do we have a roll call, please, on the motion to approve this?
Okay.
There's a motion for approval of this. Okay. We have a roll call, please.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senators Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
9-0. We have 9-0 on this bill, and we'll leave the roll open for absent members. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
We just need Mendoza and Galgiani.
Yeah.
Senate Bill 425 by Senator Hernandez. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. The current vote is 9-0. The chair and vice chair voting aye. Senators Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye.
Yes. Okay, he'll be right here. It's 3191. We're holding the roll for him. Goodbye. He'll be here soon, though.
Current vote is 10 to 0 with the chair and vice chair voting aye. Senator Mendoza.
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. 11-0.
The vote on the bill is 11 to 0. That bill is passed, and we're adjourned.
Thank you.